Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Start your engines. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, the guy who recently got over his fear of being sucked down the bathtub drain. Here's Phil Moore.
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Drit of the yellow team and Matt of the red team. We're going to play the face-off game, Post-Haste. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down a dangerous street, avoiding poodles and puddles and other pitfalls along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest in 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer for the start of round one. Guys, in the position, ready, set, go! Okay, they're both running down. There's puddles and there's pets. Oh, random. Someone right now, we're looking at 20 seconds where we are. Yellow team has a slight lead. Jumping and some staring going on. Uh-oh. Red team ran into both teams ran into somebody. Down to 10 seconds. And it's a tight game. We get down to 5 seconds. It looks like we're too close to call. We're going to have to watch this in a photo finish. We have a tie. Guys, head back over. Let's break this tie. Yeah. Have a tie. I don't know why. Okay, we have a tie, gang. Hands on your controllers. This will break the tie and get us a face-off winner. Mario's new friend in Super Mario World is Yoshi or Yokohama? Yes, red team.
Yoshi.
Yoshi is it. Yes, you have the face-off. All right, hey, everybody, let's meet who's on today's show, starting off with our red team, Allie and Matt. Say hey! Now, Allie likes to do charity work. Tell us about some of the charities that you work for and what do you do for them?
Well, I volunteer my time at the vet, and I also feed the homeless whenever I get a chance.
Very admirable. Great. You know, we have a lot of that going on. We talk about that on Nickelodeon. Great. Mm-hmm. Now, your partner, Matt, likes to do rollerblading. Now rollerblading, I understand it's kind of difficult to do. How did you get into that sport?
Well, my friends did it, and I always wanted some rollerblades, so I went out and bought some, and I started riding them.
All right, and you find it pretty easy?
Yeah.
All right, great. Hey, your opponents today are Brandy and Drit of the Yellow Team. Say hey! Now, Brandy likes to do video dancing. Please explain, what is video dancing?
Well, video dancing is like when you get a group of people, girls or boys, and you put together a routine, and then you go and audition it for a group of whoever the video is about or for.
Wow, so you actually shoot a video with you and your friends, whoever dancing.
Exactly.
Great. And Drett, understand that you play for a hockey team now. We tape Nick Arcade here in Orlando, Florida. Where do you do hockey here? Do you do it here?
No, I don't live in Florida. I live in Washington State, and that's where I play hockey for the Bellingham Parks and Rec Department.
All right, well, great. Everybody, welcome to today's show. Okay, gang, here's what we have to say about the rules. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run to our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control will get zipped from you over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go into the video zone. Now, before we get started, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's headed today.
Buckle your belt and strap on your spurs, because today Mikey's galloping into Slurpee Gulch. In round one, he's searching for nuggets in the hidden gold mine. But keep that lantern on high, because that lily-livered outlaw, Silly the Kid, is in there somewhere, and you're going to want to see him coming. Feel your way past the goal here, and you will get 50 points. Back to you, Buckaroo Phil.
Thank you very much, Marshall Andrea. Now, red team, since you won the face-off, you have 25 points, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Up, please.
Mikey's going up. Pop quiz! Starting off the day with a pop quiz here, I have a question for you. The correct answer will get you 25 points in control. Hands on your buzzers. Here's the question. What was the Lone Ranger's horse called? Yes, red team.
Simba.
Simba is incorrect. Do you have a guess, yellow team? You having a little comment?
We think it's silver.
Silver! Hi-ho, yeah! Silver away! That's it. 25 points, you tied up the score, yellow team, and now you get to move Mikey. What direction?
To the right, please.
Okay, Mikey's going to the right this time. Split screen! Now, this is another one of our video puzzles. You know, believe it or not, the rabbit ears on our television set have over-multiplied all of our video images. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what object you can see inside the frame will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's split the screen. Here's a clue. It's a real blast. It's a real blast. Yes, yellow team.
Space shuttle.
Let's take a look. Yeah, the beep's telling me yes. Let's just verify it. Boom! It is the space shuttle. Yes, yellow team. And you have the 25 points. You are now up to 50. You can move Mikey again. What direction?
To the left, please.
Okay, Mikey's going left.
Time bomb!
Now see, you've backtracked to a space that we've already revealed, and you'll lose control of Mikey unless you can correctly Pong spell a word in 10 seconds. And that means you have to alternate the letters between the two of you. You have 10 seconds to spell a word, Sequoia. We're gonna start with you, Dritt. 10 seconds to spell a word, Sequoia. Go.
S-A-S.
That's incorrect. Sorry. The correct spelling is S-E-Q-U-O-I-A. Sequoia. Okay, so no change of the score there, but control is now back in your hands, red team. You get to move Mikey.
Up, please.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Video challenge! Red team coming to the video challenge. Backing up meeting them over here. How you doing? Video challenge. Get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing? Matt, okay, Allie, hang on to the board. Matt, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Rockin' Cats, Act Razor, Soul Dees, and Robo Army. Which one would you like to play?
Act Razor.
Act Razor, head right over there. Come on with this, Allie. Act Razor, this is a good game. I like this one because in this action adventure, you are an avenging angel fighting monsters. This game has six different lands, each with two acts. And today on Act Razor, our expert challenge is 1,500 points in Casadora Act 2. You have to meet or beat 1,500 points in 30 seconds. Now, Allie, right now you have 25 points. Your opponents have 50. Of your 25, write down how many you're willing to wager on your partner meeting or beating the challenge. You have 3 seconds now. Okay, she's done. Super. Turn around, Matt. Ready, set, go. Okay, Matt. Matt is swinging his sword there, and for each item that he hits, he picks up some points. Now, the serpents that he just nabbed, he got 100 points. For each of those, he's up to 500. The mummies get him an extra 100 points. He's up to 800 points. He has to be 1,500. Arrows being shot at him. A couple of mummies. Okay, he is almost there. 1,300 points. He got hit with an arrow. If he can break this, he'll do it. He did it. Yes, Matt. Woo! All right. See how many points we're waiting before we leave. 5 points, we're gonna add that to your score and play some more. Head back over. Yeah! Da 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 da. Look out, Zorro. Here comes Matt. All right, man. Great plan. Add the 5 points to your score. You're up to 30, and you still can move Mike again. Let's do it.
To the right, please.
Mikey's going right. A prize! Hey! This is yours. Andrea, tell me what they just won.
Yo, from Casio, a rap keyboard with 25 instrument sounds for rapping along, plus a voice effector and built-in mic. So fresh, only from Casio. Congratulations, Red Team.
Yo, yo, boy! Okay, that is yours, and you get to move Mikey again. Wait a minute, that sound is telling me that I get to move Mikey straight to the goal. Time is faster ticking away in round one, and we are in sudden death. So I have a question for you. The correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers, everyone. Here's your question. Mikey's in the Slurpee Gulch. Remember, here's the question. What California trees are named for the color of their wood? Yes.
Yellow. The redwoods, please.
Redwood trees is it. You have the goal. And the 50 points added to your score. Let's take a look at the old board and see where everything was in round one. There's some things. There's a prize down there, kind of midway below Mikey. Hey, that is it right now. We're looking at yellow team at 100 points, red team at 30 points. Round two is about to get busy. Come on back with us and see what happens. Because in round two, double points, double action, double sweat. Red team can bust a move. Yellow team can maintain the lead. Find out what happens on Nick Arcade. Hey. Just hanging out right now with Brandy of the yellow team, Allie of the red team. They're going to do the face-off thing on post-haste. Now remember, you have to maneuver your postman down a dangerous street, avoiding people and pets and a lot of other surprises. Whoever gets their postman the furthest in 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Ladies, grab the controllers. Ready, set, go. And they're off.
Killer, come back here.
Yellow team slipped on a banana peel. Red team is down the street. Guiding and steering the postman. Red team just ran into a trash can. Yellow team just ran into a trash can. We're at 75 red, 40 for the yellow team. All right. We're getting bumps along the way. We're at the 10-second mark right now, and red team has the lead. Getting down to 5 seconds here. Time is ticking. They're both down. They're both up. We're running. We're running. And it looks like it's the red team's the winner. Hey, let's head up and play some more. Yeah. All right, Allie. Pulled it off. You won the face-off. Great running. Hey, Andrea, where's Mikey going in this round?
In round two, Mikey's driving his herd into the sleepy town of El Dorado. But watch your step, not because of the cows, but because Silly the Kid is still on the loose. Steer Mikey past the goal, and you'll rope in 100 points, Phil.
Not because of the cows. Thanks, Andrea. Hey, gang, and don't forget the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes, video challenge, and of course, your Silly the Kid could get you, so beware of him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this here round, partners, will be going inside our video zone to face today's game wizard. Now, red team, with that face-off win, you're up to 80 points, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left. Paper Channels! This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, you know, we recorded some television while we flipped through the TV with the remote control, and it seems, gosh, it just so happens that everybody was talking about the same actress. The first team that can buzz in and tell me who everyone is talking about will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Hands on your buzzers when you can identify the correct actress that everyone's talking about. Hey guys, let's roll the Hyper Channel.
Hollywood is buzzing about marine biology and the environment. Well, today's guest is actually...
He thinks he's cool because she played young Bette Midler in the movie Beaches.
I think I'm going to play the young...
Yes, red team.
Maya Bialik?
Maya Bialik. Are they talking about Maya Bialik? Let's take a look. It's Blossom herself. Yes, Maya Bialik. And you have the 50 points. And guess what, partner? You've done rope the control and you can move Mikey again. Mikey's going up. Not Ma, but the Pop, right here in the old range. Here's the question, hands on your buzzers. This is for 50 points. An early form of the word cowboy is A, cowlick, B, coward, or C, cowpuncher. Yes, yellow team?
Cowpuncher.
Cowpuncher is it, yes. You snag the points, and you swipe control. You get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Up, please.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Video challenge, the big Z. Hey, yellow team, over with me. Hey, here we are. We're coming back. Hey, how you doing? Back to the video challenge. You know what's going to happen. Add more points to your score. Who's going to be playing?
I will.
Drit's going to play. Okay, Brandy, hang on to the board. Drit, you get to choose from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Rockin' Cats, Act Raiders, Oliver, because we played it already, Soul Deece, and Robo Army. Which one of those four?
Robo Army, please.
Robo Army. Let's head over to Robo Army, gang. Head on over. I like this game a whole bunch because in Robo Army, this is a sci-fi action game where Rocky has to restore peace that the Cyber Army has disrupted. This game has six areas, and on Robo Army, our expert challenge today has been set at 1,800 points in Area 5. You have to meet or beat 1,800 points in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Now, Brandy, you have 150 points. Your opponents have 130. Of your 150, write down your wager on. You're thinking this guy's going to beat him. You have 3 seconds now. She's done. Excellent. Turn around, my friend. Ready, set, go. Okay, you have to hit. All right, hit pause to get started. Now get moving. That's the robot. He's battling waves. He's bad. He just zapped. He got 200 points. Each robot he punches and annihilates, he gets 100 points. He's up to 900 points already. 1,800 points is what he has to beat. Oh, he's racking up 100 points everywhere. He can pick up the arm. Oh, he got kicked in the gut. Another robot came. He can pick up the arm and hit with that. He has to get 400 more points. Bam, bam, bam. Two more will do it. One more will do it. One more robot. Punch, punch, punch. He did it. Woo! Yes. How many points for wages? 20 big points. Head back over. We're going to play some more. Woo! Yeah. Man, he was punching. Woo! I get too excited here. I dig my job. And I'm going to dig up 20 more points to you. You're up to 170, and you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Oh, please.
Mikey's going up. Whoa! The points keep coming. 50 points added to your score. You're now up to 220, yellow team. And you get to move Mega Mike again. What direction?
Up, please.
Okay, Mikey's going up some more. Pop quiz, hands on your buzzers. This is for 50 points and control. Remember, Mikey's in the Slurpee Gulch. What is the capital of Mexico? Yes, red team.
Mexico City.
Mexico City, yes! 50 points added to your score. You're up to 180. Move the Big M again. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left. 50 points! Pow! Added to your score, you've taken the lead at 230. Move Mikey again. Well, hang on. That sound is telling me we're almost out of time. I move Mikey straight to the goal, gang. We're in sudden death. This question will get you 100 points. This question will get you the goal and a winner. So hands on your buzzers, people, to this question. The fictional horse in William Frawley's series of books is called the Black what? Yes, yellow team.
The Black Stallion.
The Black Stallion is it? Yellow team, you get the goal and 100 points. Woo! Hey, reveal the board, please. Please, just show us. There's everything. Prizes galore. Yellow team at 320, you are going in to face the day's winner in the zone. Woo! Hey, red team. 320 is a great score. Andrea, tell them what great stuff they leave with.
British Knights. Makers of BK Ratchtech with Cyberblow. BK Ratchtech. Prepare to mutate. And Buena Vista Home Video. New on video, Disney's hilarious family hit, Jungle to Jungle, starring Tim Allen.
Hanging out in front of the zone. These two are going in to battle Mongo in the wizard level. Are you ready?
Yeah!
All right, power slam! Power slam! Come on back and watch them do battle on Nick Arcade. Yeah! Hey, we are back. These two are ready to go through that door and to the wizard level. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you will go battle Mongo in the wizard level. For each item you pick up, you will get $50. If each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player one is in the Haunted Museum to retrieve three priceless pieces of art. But watch out for the gargoyle, the vampire, the tentacles, and the hand of doom. Pull back the curtain and the light will destroy all your enemies. Collect all three artworks and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The York's portable AM/FM stereo system with play and sing and triple cassette with detachable personal cassette player. A full entertainment center all in one from York's.
Now, Player 2 will be a cliffhanger looking to collect 3 hidden coins on the face of a rocky ledge. If the rock slides, snakes, vultures, or giant lizards touch you, you will lose power. Hit the TNT to blow open the cage and reveal all the coins. Get all 3 and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Explore your world in the best-selling World Book Encyclopedia. 17,500 articles, 29,000 illustrations. From dinosaurs to space exploration, you'll find it in World Book.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Mongo in the wizard level. Catch 3 floating orbs while avoiding dangerous energy blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Mongo by catching all 3 orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
Discover a whole new way of looking at the world at U.S. Space Camp, where you train like a real astronaut and even fly a simulated space shuttle mission. Campus is located in Alabama and Florida, and you'll fly on Delta Airlines with service to 34 countries all over planet Earth. It's no wonder Delta is the official airline of U.S. Space Camp. At Delta, we love to fly, and it shows. Good luck in the zone, guys.
Good luck in the zone. Through that door and bust the move on Mongo. Go! Yeah! Mongo's waiting, but before they get the Mongo, up and down the stairs to grab the artwork, then some crawling around on the edge of that cliff. They are ready, set, go! The right start has been hit, waiting for the artwork. Bam, there's one at 56 seconds up the stairs, looking for the second. There's 2. Where will the other appear? Where will the other appear? Watching out for the hand. Oh, down. All right, 3 at 45 seconds. She's crawling. There's 1 coin. Touch it there. 40 seconds down to 1 unit of power. 2 coins. 1 more coin to get. Bam, it's been done at 34 seconds. They're going to go battle Mongo with lots of time. Up the stairs. Through Mongo's legs. They're down to 1 unit of power. They have 1 orb. There are 24 seconds. They are out of power. Hit start again, gang. 20 seconds. Start has been hit again. All right, they're down to 2 units of power. There's 1 orb. They're down to, oh my goodness. They're standing too near Mongo and the energy blast. At 10 seconds, they're starting over. 1 orb has been gotten. They're down to 3 units of power. 2 orbs, 1 to go. Hey, done. Yes, they grab themselves the triple cassette player, the encyclopedia set, and the trip to space camp. Ho-ho, look out, shuttle. Here comes Nick Arcade's winners. Gang, I enjoyed watching them. I know you had a great time watching them. Here they come. Yes. Whoa, big screens. Did you have a good time in there?
Yes, I did.
All right, anything you want to say?
Yeah, man. Say hi to Gregory, John Walsh, John Smith, Marissa Nees.
Everybody, hey, what was the strategy?
Well, I took the top level, she took the bottom level.
And how did that strategy work for you?
It worked out because we just ran up and just did what we had to do.
Kind of a kamikaze. We did what we had to do. Hey, here's what you have to do. Come back and check us out next time on Nick Arcade. Bye.
For a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.